Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 39th Lord's Day. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Today is the fourth commandment. Father, we love you. We thank you for all that you've given us, all that you've done in our lives, for the free salvation you've given us in Christ. Help us to live for him, to love him, to serve him, and to long for the day of his appearing. Father, we ask that you teach us and help us in our hearts to worship you this morning. In Jesus we pray. Amen. All right, Lord's Day 39, what is the fourth commandment? Question 115. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There's two things right there already. Everything else will fall under that and explain that, give the reason behind it. But number one, remember the Sabbath day, the day of the Lord's rest. And number two, keep it holy. Set it apart. 6 days ye shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or your sojourner, the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days, here's the reason behind it, the rationale, in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Now, how this is obeyed is transformed and is different in the New Covenant than it is in the Old Covenant. And since this is a devotion, short devotionals, we don't have time to get into all of that. But the principle here is to set 1 day and seven apart in a special way, sanctify it, set it apart, to remember the Lord, and to serve the Lord, and to gather with God's people. And we do that on Sundays, the day of resurrection. What is God's will for you in the fourth commandment? First, that the gospel ministry and education for it be maintained. Education is not there talking about the school system, but learning the Word of God and teaching the Word of God to ourselves, to each other, to our children. The gospel ministry and education for it be maintained, and that especially on the festive day of rest. I regularly attend the assembly of God's people to learn what God teaches, to participate in the sacraments, the Lord's Supper and baptism, to pray to God publicly, and to bring Christian offerings for the poor. So it's a public expression of our faith with God's people. Second, that every day of my life I rest from my evil ways, let the Lord work in me through his Spirit. And so begin already in this life the eternal Sabbath. So spiritual reality, the spiritual principle of finding rest in God, eternal rest in God, is also in view. The rest that we have in Christ has already begun. We already are partakers of eternal life. It's not reached its full manifestation yet, as it will in future glory, but we already share in that resurrection power, that resurrection life. So setting apart 1 day and seven, for us, Sunday, the Lord's Day, does not mean that we don't worry about living for God or worshiping God the other days of the week. Those days should be set apart, also set apart from the old self, set apart from the ways of the world, set apart from the lies of the world and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. We are a set apart people. And that's always true, no matter what day it is. But still, to set apart 1 day and seven, for us as Christians, the day of Christ's resurrection, to worship him, to serve him, to profess our faith publicly, to sing of Christ publicly, to pray publicly with God's people, gathered in the assembly, the church. Exodus 20:11, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. And just one more reminder, this is true for all the commandments. Obedience to God's commandments is a blessing to us. Now everything in the world tells us the opposite, and everything in our own sinful flesh tells us the opposite. It tells us God wants to harm us. God wants to keep good things from us. If you obey God's laws, and his ways, it'll be basically a drag, and it'll just rob all pleasure from your life. Nothing could be further from the true. These are supposed to be a blessing to us. They are a blessing to us. They help us to have fellowship with God, grow in our relationship with God, grow in godliness in our relationships toward each other, and to enjoy the blessings of Christ in this age. And it will always be in a limited way, in an imperfect way in this age, that we enjoy those blessings. But we really can enjoy those blessings. Let's pray, and I'll leave you to it. Father, again, we thank you. We worship you. We remember you today. Thank you for revealing yourself to us, making yourself known to us, and for changing our hearts that we might love and serve you in this dark and perverse world. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. Thanks for joining. I'll see you tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 39, and I'll see you next Sunday on the 40th Lord's Day. God bless you.